like a kid in a candy store collecting these seeds. Like, it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was super, it was amazing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about living in LA. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. LA is weird and the music industry is weird and they're there together. So they're like double weird.
Art is weird. That's the point.
Yeah.
You asked me about, when I think I'd end up in tech. When I broke up with academia, I didn't know what I was going to do.
When did you break up?
We broke up when I got my master's degree, and I did not get into the PhD program at University of Texas.
You know, I saw academia recently, and it didn't look so good.
It's a haggard old bitch.
Not shaving anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of smelled bad.
Although when I talked...
Looked a little homeless, honestly.
I have a friend who works at Texas A&M, and whenever I talk to her, I do get a little jealous, and I tell her so.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, this week
Pandora
we talked...
now.
No, for sure. And... You know, she's got like 10-year stuff, and this girl's writing a book about psychobilly. I mean, she's a badass.
Okay,
so
fun.
Cool.
You know, if it wasn't for like the fact that it doesn't pay shit, usually, I mean, with exceptions, academia is great otherwise.
Well, if you could just teach, and that's the thing, you can't just teach.
No,
and that's what was my thing. I'm like, can I just teach? I also like having my nights and weekends. It's like amazing.
Yeah.
And in academia, you don't
that's
really
another
get
reason
that.
Not to be a full-time musician, also, if you want
your,
if you want your nights and weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, money and weekends. It's nice to have
who
those
wants
things.
Them? Oh, everyone, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I'm a day job musician as well, and I also don't feel like I'm good enough to do it full time. And I think about like the people I know that are doing it full time, and it's really interesting because they evangelize it. They're like, they're trying to get everybody to be a full time musician. You know, if you play music. And they hear and they catch wind that you do that. They're like, oh, what are you doing? You're wasting your time with your day job. Like, get out of tech. Go, you know, get on the road and like, make yourself a star. But then immediately after that talk, you know, you'll see the stresses, right, that are in their life, like creep in. And you'll see how, like, they're just in this constant state of money panic. And they're traveling all the time. And they, like, have no time for, like... I don't know, say authentic
but bless
friendships.
Them, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they're balanced.
I mean, that was the thing, too. And I felt this way about academia, is that, like, you have to really want it.
Yeah, you gotta really, really.
And if you don't want it, then why would you do it?
Or like, just make it a hobby. Have it a couple of hours out of the day rather than your whole day and night. And
yeah, there's
weekend.
A lot of things you can want, but not want so zealously that you're willing to sort of sacrifice everything, quote unquote.
Yeah,
as they
and
like
if and I don't, I like having a desk job. I'm like one of these weirdos.
I like, to have
I like
different
sitting
types
there
of jobs.
And being. Although I've got like carpal tunnel now, but
yeah, we should work on that. Then.
But you know, if you want it so bad, and this is what you want to do. You know, do it.
Yeah.
You know, do it till you can't, or just keep doing it. And if that's what you want and you're able to do it, I always say to academia, it's like getting married. Mm-hmm. You have to, getting a PhD. I'm like, until I know that I really want that, I'm not going to do it because it's like such a lifestyle.
I always think of like when I was a kid watching like Star Trek, The Next Generation, and they'd talk about this like quasi-communist future society where you could do anything you wanted and like the government would just give you a, you know, like a
socialist,
just give you some money. And I was like, that sounds really great, but nobody would be the captain of the Enterprise. Everybody would just make art.
Wait, why
like,
wouldn't they?
No, there's all these ambitious, like,
you think
arrogant
so?
People
think someone
that want to run things.
They'd be like the admiral of the Navy.
I think so.
Even though they could
people
make
want
the
to
same
do power.
Amount of money.
People want power to say interesting.
They like,
okay, but what about the guy who's like scrubbing the deck?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like,
where
who's going to...
The janitor.
That's machines.
Yeah.
It's
who's
all
gonna,
machines.
Who's going to pick the strawberries?
Yeah.
Machines.
Yeah, no one's
machines.
Gonna, oh, machines?
Yeah, machines did.
Machines are going to do everything. That's okay.
Yeah.
They're okay with that.
Yeah. So the solution to the future is robots.
I mean, isn't it?
Shit we don't want to do, yeah.
I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Other than making music and... Running a spaceship.
It would be kind of great if robots just did all the important stuff, and then we just like made music and you know goofed off.
That becomes the important thing.
They see like a future sort of
until we get to the point where in the Matrix and the singularity comes and kills us all.
Well, we're already in the Matrix. I mean,
I'm convinced though that until the problem isn't solved by turning it off and turning it on again, that we're fine.
Oh yeah.
Because technology is great, but it's not that great.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
I really want the new iPhone 11
Plus
Pro.
X. Yeah. 10.
Do you have a fear of holes?
I do too.
I was going to speak.
Seen that people, it's like, it's it's like engaging people's, like, you know, that there's like the fear now, the fear of holes that this thing that's got. Is that the one with the three camera? Yeah.
Oh geez, yeah, it doesn't.
The people. It's so funny.
Fear of holes. I can.
I don't think I know what this is.
I don't either.
It's a real. It's like a real thing. People. There are people that have like fear of holes. Oh, it's like a new.
I can just see cameras
phobia.
In anything. In anything. So,
I'm gonna
holes,
look it up.
So. What does this have to do with the iPhone?
It's got three.
It's got three holes now.
Why does it have three holes?
For wide angle.
Sorry.
So you can, not only are you zooming I'm in, done. You can zoom out now.
Sorry, you're behind me, so I couldn't see your dirty looks of like, I'm making a dirty joke.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
had to. No, really, though, jokes. Why does it have three in a non-sexual way?
Tripophobia.
Well, what I know about it is
tripophobia.
It's better night mode, and it's has wide angle. And
isn't a band called Better Night
all
Mode?
All three together can create high depth.
So now, you know how you pull out your phone and then you see the video and it's like kind of almost a zoomed in version or zoomed yeah, zoomed in. And so this, it kind of zooms it back out so that it's like the full, it's like what your eye is seeing because mm-hmm. your eye sees a lot more than a camera.
But I can't wait till it gets to be six cameras. That's what I'm really waiting for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go.
What are you going to need? What's six for?
Well, that's just better
just
than
more.
That's just better
twice
than
as
one.
Much
the
as
types
three.
Of lenses that it uses. Yes, they're all different types
math.
Of lenses. Yeah.
Come on, it's a simple math.
Maybe like
here.
A spider.
Six is better than one.
I love how the iPhone X is. I was like, they're trying now. Like, clearly, they're trying to troll us all with the iPhone XS.
Come on.
Is that what it's called?
That's
XS?
What it was. The last one was.
An
now
XS of iPhone?
It was an XS, yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Go Apple.
Yeah.
I just got a new 7. Because I don't care.
Seven? Why?
Because I want
I
the
care.
Cheap new thing. I don't. The I'm the, or just thing? The new thing, and I want it cheap, and I don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
But you said you just got the new 7.
I just got a new 7, and it's actually not
still
even new. It's refurbished.
I was gonna say I don't think they make new 7s.
How's the Pandora compatibility?
Yeah,
with
really.
Your
oh, it's
7.
Fine, and it's good because the one I had before, I don't think the new Pandora app even works on it. But it's yeah. kind of the battery sucks. I don't even
the
know why I did it.
The worst.
I have a question. If we're gonna make this back about Pandora,
yeah, let's go back.
Why isn't Pandora available in Colombia?
It's not out. It's not available anywhere outside the United States.
Is Canada not?
Sirius is available in. Canada,
yeah, seriously.
Because it's satellite. So technically now parts of Pandora through Sirius are available, but
yeah.
No, it's not available anywhere. I believe that a few years ago they tried going international in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, for testing.
And the licensing just got so complicated that it's like a whole other thing.
So when will
so
they
pull
be
back?
Available? In
I don't know. I mean, it's really like they would need a huge entire team
yeah.
of licensing people, and they would need people on the ground. I mean, that's why Spotify is just, you know, they've got people on the ground in
Spotify
those countries.
And Apple are doing. I don't think Tidal. I think it's just Spotify and Apple that are doing this. I don't think
international. You mean?
Yeah, like complete dominance. I mean, there's Tencent and all the other international like. Services.
Can I admit
services.
Something?
Sure.
So when I was creating my playlist, sure. I was sitting in Colombia. And I tried to get on Pandora, and I was like,
"Yeah, couldn't use
lame.
It."
But I downloaded some software. To
oh yeah,
I
know people do that.
I don't understand why wouldn't you just be able to log into your like American
oh,
account and
no, it shows you where you are based on the internet that you're connected.
Yeah,
through.
That's yeah. what the rights so, you pay are the rights that you
yeah.
are in that country.
Yeah, so, but you can. But international artists can use all of the tools. They just can't listen to the
wow.
stuff that they make. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to. I downloaded a portal to say that I was like somewhere in the U.S.
Just kidding.
Well,
don't tell.
Cops are on their way.
I'm telling myself. I know. So I said
this
I was in the U.S.
An anonymous caller.
Yeah. I said I was in the U.S. and I said that I was listening somewhere in, I think, Florida or in Texas. And
go Florida.
And this is while you were snorting delicious Colombian cocaine and
yeah, I mean,
what
you,
else? What
I mean,
no,
you can
Florida
a,
cocaine.
You can put a positive things. Twist on it. Just say I wanted to be on Pandora that bad that I like found a way to put myself back in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Just
you're going to jail.
My soul.
I will say that supposedly more people, we have more listeners in the United States than Spotify has in the United States.
That makes sense.
Which is nice to know. It's definitely a different demographic.
Do you guys talk about the lean back experience of Pandora?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's the lean back? What does that
just
mean?
Letting it play all day
it's
and not
yeah.
even touching it. Just like putting
interact.
On a station that you like. And just
yeah.
letting it go. I used
yeah.
to do that when I at my old job. They asked me to program the office music, and at first I said no because I didn't want that pressure.
Yeah.
Because people complain and they have opinions, but I was like no because then people are going to play stuff that I don't want to listen to, and I only want to listen to stuff I want to listen to.
Yeah.
So I did it, and Pandora was great because you could just I would pick like the Fits and the Tantrums station, and it was just upbeat, fun pop music
yeah.
all day.
Wow.
And Spotify had playlists, and that was cool, but those would run out. So I'd have to listen knowing that it was going to run out, you know, somewhere in whatever hour, and I have to go change it, which I was fine. But yeah, that's the laid back
experience.
Yeah, because the Spotify is pitched as a lean forward experience that you technically are making your playlist, you're curating your own music.
Why is that though? I mean, they both have functionality to curate.
But it's more what they're known for.
Yes, yeah.
How did that happen? Like, how did Pandora become?
Because they didn't have the interactive rights.
Pandora didn't have on demand until they bought RDO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
I guess it's tough because as a casual consumer, I super get it, but of course, as an artist, right, you always want people to be actively engaged. It's weird and pointless to just be on playlists and nobody knows that they were listening to you, and then it's gone, and there's no, like, you don't know who that person is. They're not an active fan of yours. They don't know your name.
Yeah, but you might have listened to them, like, you know, just on playlists, and all of a sudden you're like, I've heard this before, and it's mixing that interactive with the non-interactive.
Hmm.
The idea with Pandora is that there are the people who are like, oh, what is this? And they'll be like, oh, who's this? And they'll make a station out of this person.
Yeah.
And then I get to hear more of their music, and it's discoverability, right?
Yeah.
It's like if you like Leon Rosen, someone I did not know until I made this playlist. Yeah. And I was like, this is rad. And I was like, oh, he's going to, you know, I was like, oh, I wonder who Pandora's going to, you know, like put him on, like what other stations and stuff. And, or his station for me is great. It's got like Radiohead and Elton John and like all these like cool male vocalist dominated. Yeah. Anyway, but that was fun. I mean, it's fun to see who I listened to Kingsley's radio station, and it was brand new. So it was all tweaked out. It was playing like rockabilly, electronic music, and like the Four Tops.
Is it just trying to test out what people like?
Right at the beginning, it tests stuff like out. So it's really it's really funny when it's brand new. There was one Bourbon Theory. Do you know them? Bourbon Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
They're a local group. And at the very beginning, he was like, why is this Pandora station playing all Christian music? Like, that's the whole point of our music, is that it's not Christian. And he's like, we do like a lot of tongue in cheek stuff.
That's probably picked up on some kind of like.
Well, and it was right at the beginning. So the music gets analyzed by the analysts. And so they throw,
By humans, not.
Because it gets. So each analyst, that is when a song gets analyzed, they spend 20 minutes with a song.
With a song?
Yeah. That's why.
What comes up though? Why do they have to go to that song? Because obviously it has to be a pretty.
I think they pick it. They just pick something. I mean, so if a new artist goes in Pandora, has never been heard before, and it's in the queue for analyzing, I'm pretty sure. I don't actually know. They might just pick whatever song they want, and they just, unless there's something that's
based
specified.
On plays, like, oh, well, this is their
most popular
track.
No, it's brand new.
Oh, so there's zero plays on everything.
For the most part, I guess it depends who you are.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting for Bourbon Therapy, because he's like, what's up? And it was right when I started, so I was like, I don't know the answer to that question, so I asked, and the guy that I asked was like, just give it a day or two, and it'll work itself out.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. He's like, this is not what's supposed to happen.
What do they do in 20 minutes with the song? Are they just
They rip it apart. They talk about what the lyrics are about, the tonality.
So they like take notes?
No, there's like this whole gene. It's the music genome.
Yeah.
And they rate things from and then it's like rating from like 1 to 5 or 1 to 6, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then.
How many different criteria are there?
Like lots.
Like hundreds?
A lot. I think it depends on the genre.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
And then they talk, they do harmony, they do rhythm, they do timbre. It's really cool. So the people that are on that analyst team, they're all musicians.
Do you think
Hannah Glass
ever be automated?
Hmm?
This portion of
it
kind of curation.
Can't be.
Cause like, do you know Musio? Have you heard of this? An ex Pandora person, but she teamed up. It's basically doing this, but with machines, like trying to do this.
I mean, I suppose you could, but it would take out
the
human curated element of it.
Yeah, like, is this actually, does this sound good, or does this just have these parameters that gravitate towards?
Because I know Spotify does, you know, they have their own radio, and I don't know exactly
how
they
app.
Do it. Yeah, so I don't know
Stations,
how they do
I think
it.
It's called?
I don't know.
It's like Pandora. Yeah. So they like they have a new app. It's probably 3 or 4 months old, but it's called Stations, and it's basically Pandora. What Pandora was before. I think they're trying to get around on-demand licensing.
They might honestly. They might just be using data, which we do too. It's like we know that this person likes this and they like this.
Yeah.
I got to go in and look, and you can look in any user and see what they're listening to.
Really?
Creeper.
Yeah.
Totally.
I did that. I used to work at TuneIn and did the same thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's.
You could find the shame in what. Oh, it'd be really cool. I didn't realize I had the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. Yeah. But you have to know what their email they're using and all this stuff. But yeah, I wonder if they're just using data. Because they know that, like, these people like this, and they, you know.
And it's like, if I like a station that's Krogben, you guys know Krogben? It's, like, my favorite fucking band right now. But, like, do I want to listen?
Krogben?
Krogben. They're, Thai Rock.
It's spelled weird,
Krogben. Airplane and Thai. Or
with the band with the wigs.
Yeah,
they're cool.
So, like, do I want just their music, or do I want stuff that sounds like it? Because some people just want just Krogben music on the radio, on the Krogben radio station, or some people want some more artists.
Oh, by the way, Pandora has this new feature called modes, which is that. So you can take one station, you can do just the regular station, you can do that artist only, and then you can do deep cuts or discovery. So deep cuts will be the artists that are associated with whatever you're listening to, but more obscure songs.
Okay,
and then discovery will be more popular songs by artists that won't normally, that maybe get lesser plays. So it's cool. There's like
popular songs by lesser known artists.
They're, lesser known artists and their most popular song or something like that. Yeah, so one will be if you want songs you've never heard before by artists that you know, and then the other one is artists that you might not know of.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. And then the other one is that artist only.
Yeah, because that is something that's really important to people. I just think I think it'll be hard to manually switch that. Like most people will be like, oh yeah, I forgot to switch it. But I think that is a good first step to like have that, to be able to be like, okay, I want this style of discovery.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to see what comes up on those. I end up listening to a lot of like soul, you know, like Nina Simone always creeps into my playlist, which is like cool, but it's like no. I was like, I'm not in a Nina Simone mood, and then I feel bad about thumbing down Nina Simone. It's weird.
Do they know that you actually do like Nina? It's just on that stage.
I think my even though like I listen to a bunch of stuff because I end up programming it. Like I was saying, like ABBA. I did a Barbara Streisand playlist last week, but like Nina Simone just and Ray Charles. Like that sounds like in no world would I ever not want to listen to that. But sometimes I'm just like, that's not really what this is about right now. Anyway, it's interesting.
That's
how it works.
I logged into Pandora at my parents' house, and my mom threw off my algorithm because she was listening to too much Christmas music.
Oh no!
And so like. Yeah, so like it created a noticeable change in my algorithm of music.
When can we start listening to Christmas music?
Like now, never.
Yeah, when is it?
I'm Jewish. I don't do Christmas, so I say never. No, just kidding. Like I'm also a singer, so I sing a lot of Christmas music.
That's fair.
Yeah. I worked in retail, and I hated when Christmas music kicked in. It was
before
painful.
Before Halloween?
No, it's
usually after Thanksgiving.
For me, it's okay to listen after Thanksgiving. Like that's 1 month of Christmas music. That's okay with me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it does start like closer.
Hate December.
Starts closer to Halloween.
Because I'm Jewish and I don't care
I'm
about
Jewish,
Christmas.
But I still love
I don't do Christmas though.
Yeah, that's.
I just find it, especially as a parent now, it's very stressful.
For the kid.
I can't even wait for my daughter to be like, "Why don't we have a Christmas tree?" Hopefully, she will never ask that question.
No, she will.
We go hog wild on Hanukkah. We're gonna do the 8 days of presents. Funny story about Christmas music. So there's a band called Christmas. Listening to their station, supposedly their station is a mess because it turns into a Christmas music station. Mm. And they're like a punk band, I think, or something.
This is kind of their fault.
Yeah.
And they knew what they were signing up
that's
for.
It's very possible that they were around before Pandora. It's kind of like the band. Like
before Christmas.
It's like,
I was like, really?
Right. BC. That's true. But it's like, it takes on like a whole new thing.
Yeah,
once the internet.
Discovery.
I'm going to start a band called the Holiday Pandora Station.
I thought you were going to have a band called Christmas BC.
Christmas BC.
Before Christ.
Nice.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
I like that.
Wouldn't that be just like the summer solstice?
Yeah.
Don't ruin
it. But that's the band. It's Christmas BC.
Somebody, or whatever festival yeah. the pagans had.
I just saw a great stand-up act that blew my mind, because the stand-up was like, and it was for played for laughs, but I was actually very taken by this comment that he grew up watching the Flintstones and doesn't understand how they could have a Christmas special.
That's interesting. True. That's a good
that's
point.
Fair. And I was like, I just was, yeah. My mind was blown. I was like, yeah, how are they celebrating Christmas on the Flintstones?
And that's hilarious.
The archaeologists are wrong. That's what it is.
They got it wrong. Yeah. Yeah,
that's the only
problem. I feel like we need to not release this podcast for another like 2 months.
Like, is it holiday special?
Because yeah, it's our Christmas special.
Christmas
yeah,
special.
We save this one.
Should
for
we play
two
Christmas
months?
Music after? Yeah.
Should we talk about Halloween? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like Christmas either. I don't like December. I think it's a cold, dark month, and I think we invented Christmas to like
torture ourselves.
Slot it in. No, just to
torture
to try
ourselves.
And inject, it was to try and inject happiness into a dreary, like right in the middle of a dreary season.
And then the capitalists got involved.
Yeah, and now it doesn't work because everyone gets depressed about Christmas.
I don't mind. I don't mind Christmas here in the Bay Area.
It's not too cold.
It's a little intense in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Like, it's really ridiculous things. Like in Portland, they're not prepared for snow, but it snows every year.
And, that's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so like 1 year I got like maybe maximum 4 inches, but it was probably 2. And I was trapped in my house for a week because the snow plows just never came to my street. And that was enough to make it so I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
In Texas, when I lived in Austin, it freezes every February, and everyone like freaks out. And it's like, this happens every year, you guys. Like, figure it out.
Yeah, Minnesota, we were totally fine with. We had so much snow, and the next day it'd be
such
like
weenies.
Clean. We're just like, oh, this is nice. Yeah.
Well, no, you guys know all about
you
snow.
You have to, yeah. Otherwise,
no, the news in Portland is like every day you're watching cars sliding diagonally down a street. Like, it's literally every day.
It's like when it rains here and everyone flips out.
Yeah. Our streets
are
getting clean.
From the sky.
We don't know how to drive in the rain here at all.
No. The rain.
That's when you go out and you just like dance in the street. It's like naked. It's like Burning Man weekend.
No, that's Florida.
Like, no one's here.
Well, it actually snows in Northern Florida. I'm from Northern Florida. It snows there almost every year. But every year they take... They go completely, like, all the schools shut down and everybody just goes outside and stares at it like it's an alien
substance. We're in Florida.
Substance. Jacksonville. Outside Jacksonville.
It snows there.
It does.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm bound to get hit by lightning in Florida because every time it rains, I'm like, this is so cool. Every day at 2 o'clock, how is this, like, so predictable? And I go out there and run around it and I go, it's warm and raining.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bound to get hit by lightning.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Was it one in 3.4 billion or something? I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm just throwing out random numbers that's on my head.
Yeah,
the chances average. Are good for me.
Yeah, more likely to get hit by lightning than attacked by a shark.
I miss lightning.
What about winning the lottery?
Thunder.
Or getting hired at Pandora.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I've applied there 6 times and had 2 interviews.
I never have.
I feel like I should go back and try to figure out how many times. I have a whole... So I moved here in 2007 and I got... The last job I had, I got that in 2014. And I think from 2006, even before I moved here, I was applying for jobs just continuously. And then the recession hit, right? So there was nothing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You guys should see my application folder on my computer.
We could trade.
I mean, it's like...
We're all there.
My husband's now is applying for jobs. I'm like, dude, you have no... I mean, like, I feel you. I was like, I just...
He has to learn himself.
I mean, it doesn't really get easier.
No, it doesn't.
But, man, that's when I met Stefan, when we were hustling.
Still.
We're still the hustlers.
When did you stop? Are you still applying for full-time jobs, or did you stop at some point?
I stopped.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
In general,
you're
I stopped.
You're doing something, so.
Yeah. Okay, so here's, if you want a story into that, to not make myself sound like a total loser.
To be homeless?
Right, exactly. I'm spending money on...
Don't joke about that, Jason.
Yeah, I'm spending money on my dues to have a show here at Mutiny, but I can't afford rent in San Francisco, so I'm on the street. No, but joking. As I get serious looks all across here.
Like, oh, shit.
No, so I had it in my head that what I needed was a full-time corporate job in order to sustain stability, to say, like, okay, I can live in San Francisco, everything's good.
Yeah.
And so I started Balanced Breakfast sort of as a hobby back in 2013, accidentally. Started curating all these musicians, bringing people together, and people would be like, hey, you ever thought about, like, working with artists? And I'm like, no. Okay, so flash forward 6-7 years, and there's absolute silence when I'm, like, sending out these resumes. So I, like, check my resume, it looks good. Check my website, it looks good. Check my LinkedIn, I go, something's broken. And I was like, okay, well, I'll say yes to one artist. And I say yes to one artist, and I go, this is kind of fun. And someone else hears about that, and I say, okay, I'll say yes to two artists.
When you're saying yes, like, what does that mean? What were you doing?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not turning down the option of, like, doing consulting, design, marketing, like, helping them with their, like, get to their brand to the next level.
Yeah.
So now I'm suddenly at, seven clients that I'm working with, and paid rent 2 months in a row now, and I'm like, dang, like,
dang,
I'm doing
I
okay.
Yeah,
I can pay rent.
That's
I just locked in an eighth client, and I'm working with MXPX now, which is, like, it's a big band in the '90s that they have 300,000 followers on Facebook.
Damn.
It's like, oh.
So what are you helping
them
with?
This is okay. We're updating their Shopify, changing the way that you receive their information.
Okay. Through newsletters and social, or what?
We're going to start with just making their pictures look better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
of merch.
That is so key.
Yeah, and then like delve into how you can access their streaming, how you access Mike's, the lead singer's podcast, and
oh, nice.
All that kind of stuff.
It's just getting everything sorted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I did something like that for I was teaching people how to use social media years ago. It was hilarious.
I'm
basically doing a phone call 1 hour a week with each of my people and talking about that. Like, hey, like, you need to archive some of your Instagram posts, or hey, your profile picture on your, like, I've been dealing with this, your profile picture on your personal Facebook and your band Facebook are exactly the same. When someone searches your name, they're getting both of them identical. It's like things like that.
Wait, you can archive Instagram photos?
Yeah.
You
don't have to delete them. You can just archive them, so you still have the same, all the data, but they're not showing up for other people.
Hmm. So would it be stuff that, like, isn't appropriate or whatever?
You post a show flyer, but all of a sudden your feed is all show flyers, so you can archive all your show flyers.
No one says about that.
Yeah.
After that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it still looks pretty if someone's like, do I like this band? And they can go back and look and say, oh, I like their stories. Or I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
Their feed.
I mean, you really have to stay up on all of the tech, man. I mean, it's insane.
You need
someone to
do that for you if you're an artist. Yeah. There's no point in doing it yourself.
At a certain point, the way I always say it is, like, you got to do it yourself until you're too busy to do it yourself. So it's not like
you got to get people to help you, because you can't stay up on to all this kind of stuff, like technology.
But I still feel like you have to do it yourself until you're failing. Doing it all, and then all of a sudden it's like, if you were doing this other thing, you'd be making money instead of working on your social media, which is like just upsetting you.
Yeah,
and then maybe make some music every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my thought is, like, as soon as working on those things is not helping you make money, so it's like you could either go out and do a gig and make money, or you could be at home working on your social media. Well, if I'm at home working on your social media for you and you're making money, hopefully it's evening out.
At least balances, if not. You're still making more money.
I'll come to your next show.
Please do.
How do you use social media? Somebody know?
Oh my God.
I was thinking of signing up
right now.
You know what I used to tell people about Twitter? I hate Twitter.
We don't even use
it. I hate it.
My band doesn't actually use it.
But you have to have something. So even if you don't actually post to it, have everything repost to your Twitter.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
That's what I told people to do. I was like, I hate Twitter.
You can connect with actual people. Like, you can't, like, talk to, like, industry influencers on Facebook or anywhere.
But they don't. They probably don't. Whatever. They might not see your shit.
It's not like you can do it once and they're going to, like, start talking to you.
You have to, like, stalk them.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
It's me again.
You have to follow their lives.
And
you have to give them something that they are like, oh, that was an interesting perspective. Let me follow you now. It's like a very a long-term relationship that you want to build. You want to stalk.
Ain't no one got time for that.
That's, you gotta have time for that. That's what social media is.
Yeah, no one got, well, I don't have time. I didn't have not time for that.
Then yeah, you just won't do well on social. I mean, I don't do that well either, but it's,
I do try to get on Twitter now. I actually went through all my Twitter followers once when I was really bored. I had a lot of Justin Bieber fans. And I didn't know why. I used to blog. So people would follow me. I used to write for SFExaminer.com, not SF Examiner, the other one. The one where they paid you a penny per hit. Did you did that too?
Penny per hit, wow.
No. I've been on SF Weekly. And,
okay, yeah, no, those are like legit.
Yeah.
SFExaminer.com, I think, went defunct.
Oh.
But.
Yeah, it did.
I used to gain followers through that for whatever reason. Yeah. And I went through them once and I think I was really bored. Really bored. And I had like a lot of Justin Bieber fans. And I was like, I don't even think I've ever even mentioned Justin Bieber. And there was people who had Justin Bieber in their, like their description.
Yeah.
I have no idea. These people don't. I tweet and like they don't. No one does anything. So like I don't think they're real people.
Yeah, there's a lot of bots.
No, they're not real people.
This reminds me of like a month when we posted a like an amateur music video. We made like a homegrown music video, and it was for some reason.
You say a homegirl music video?
A homegrown made a music video, yo. No, homegrown.
Like I said, a homegirl music video.
We just made a low budget
one of those,
and we had a bunch of people on YouTube in Portuguese writing us to tell us they liked the music. We had to to translate it because we didn't know what they were saying. But they were saying in Portuguese that they liked it, and I never unraveled that mystery. I don't know where those people came from.
Yeah.
And then it was all over in a month, and then no more Portuguese fans after that.
Yeah, that happens. Those weird little pop-ups.
And once in a while, like we go on, you know, like the Spotify for artists or something like that, and check out and see who's listening to the music, and it'll be like, you know, suddenly 50 people in Berlin. It'll just spike. And again, there's no way to know why. There's nothing I can't ask at Spotify that can tell me, you know, like what
referral links or like how it, like they got to that.
No, there's no data.
There is, just it's not publicly available. Even to the people in the company, it's very hard.
We don't have access to it. That's as a band. They might, but they're not going to tell us.
Wait, so you guys don't have, this may be a conversation for offline, but you guys don't have access to your data?
Well, we have the data.
Very basic.
We have limited data. Like, we know where listeners are. We know when they're listening.
Oh, but how they find you and stuff.
We don't know.
Because I feel like I've seen but it could have just been, like, to some bands, because you were saying that not everything is available to everybody.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of, there's at least, like, 6 or 8 services on Spotify that are only for the upper crust.
Interesting.
There's something called visualizations, which are really cool. I'd love to use visualizations on Spotify, which is, like, where you have a moving image
or like a
looped video while it plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't do it unless you're like, I don't know.
Hey Jason,
Lady Gaga or something.
Have you been on your profile on Next Big Sound?
I don't know what that is.
So Next Big Sound is a company that Pandora bought. Yep. That's where all of the data is. And boom. it's demographic. There's a heat map.
Data drop. Boom.
Yeah.
Are you talking about data just for Pandora or just data in general?
It's Pandora, and then it's a lot of your social. Even has your Wikipedia page. You can
like
even program in there.
Modern clout.com or something.
Yeah, remember clout.com?
I was sitting in a room once. I didn't fully know what clout was. I kind of did. And this girl was all bragging about how high her clout was. And I was
I remember. Yes.
And I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. What's your clout? And she told me, and I was like, well, let me go check mine. And I was like, blew hers out of the water. And I'm like, yeah,
does
what?
That still
microphone
exist?
Drop.
I remember this one.
It sounds like a fictional version of like if it's a movie about Facebook, but it's not the
clout.
So they have to make up a different word for likes or like, you know.
Let's see if it's
not.
Yeah,
following.
Black Mirror
it's
does that all the time. They've got like it is Facebook, but like they call it something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Facebook's like, no, we're not going to be on your.
Didn't they have an episode that was basically about what China's doing, where everybody had a score?
Yeah.
Oh, that one was. Oh my god, I love Black Mirror
so
much.
That was fucked up and delicious.
So good,
delicious,
horrifying.
Delicious. I tell everyone to go back and watch San Junipero. Sorry, I know we're not supposed to talk about. Well, this isn't a television show, but do you know this one, San Junipero?
Which one was it?
It's the one with, I don't even know, I don't even want to, it won the Emmy.
You know, let's go ahead and roll a clip.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Stefan, we have permission to use Black Mirror.
Yeah,
we,
right.
Can we roll it?
But I just want to tell you that Cloud doesn't exist anymore. They got bought.
I didn't think, who they got bought by.
Who did they get bought by?
It's something nobody knows.
I guess they just didn't have the Cloud. Yeah, the after cloud. All.
It's spelled wrong, first of all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like it won't help you understand why they bought it.
Yeah.
Some name. Yep.
Well, they did a lot with it.
Well, it's really interesting when companies get bought and then they like cease to exist. It's like, why?
Turntable FM. No, that just went debunked because of the. But you guys, did you ever use Turntable FM? Oh, it was the sickest. It was basically you were like a little avatar and you like walk in, you could start DJing, and then other people would like walk into your like little room.
Holy shit! DJing. That sounds really. So it's like really, it's like Second Life, but for DJs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So fun.
I had a friend who told me who wore a shirt that said my second life is better than my first life, and I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, what? This shirt makes no sense to
you're
me.
So officially old.
He had to explain to me what. This was like, admittedly, like this was probably like
a long time ago.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. Yeah, but I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What Sims is a second basically. Life?
Yeah. This is how I feel about like Minecraft or
World of Warcraft
or what's the other
Massive
super
wow. Player online
yeah
game.
Like video yeah. games that kids are playing and I'm just like I don't even know what that is.
So I used to work for Fandom, which was Wikia, and I learned way more about video games than I ever thought I ever would, and anime and I like yeah I know but these yeah massive what are they
MMORPG
yeah I never like Q-W. I didn't even know I knew like I knew no, about
X.
like Mass Effect. And oh, like yeah, these things, effect. I'm like, I, yeah, yeah. why do I know about this? And they're like insanely popular. And yeah, I almost got a job at ImView, which is like Second Life. And I was like, this is not the direction I want to be going.
Yeah, I was in a design school for a while with a guy, and there was a fellow student used to be in my groups all the time. He was a ex UX designer at Zynga.
X-U-X.
And that guy was like, I was like, oh, cool, Zynga. And he's like, nope, it's not cool at all. It's really stupid.
I heard it was awful to work there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know someone who worked at Zynga.
I can't fucking stand it anymore. That's why he was in school again. He was like, I need to learn a new trade. I need to like get out of this video game world.
The video game world is really crazy.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I think it's really bad at those companies that like are doing the casual you know, like free to play games too.
Monies.
It's just a vapid. It's kind of an empty.
Yeah,
it's like
Instagram. You just scroll through and
play for 5 minutes, and then give us $2.
Yeah,
and give us another $2, and then give us another $2. Like, oh god,
no.
Gross.
No, I'll watch your dumb ad.
Yeah, gross.
Like I'm sitting on BART watching
I'll
these ridiculous
the
ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when before there was Second Life or Second and pretty much before that, like before kind of in the same realm as AOL when AOL existed, like right around that realm.
My mom still uses AOL. Hey, Jackie Friedman, what's up?
Shout out.
AOL user.
AOL is awesome.
What
does she use on AOL? Email?
Email.
Oh, that's
yeah. Right. If you go to AOL.com,
do they
still
have
sign
AIM?
In.
Can I still talk on? Can we chat on AIM?
Is that
AIM?
Remember Instant Messenger? AOL.
It went down recently, like within the last year or two. Like,
really?
I always figure I'm getting spammed when I get an email from AOL. I'm like, there's no way you're actually having
AOL.
You've
got spam.
Yeah, there's no way you're sending me a message from an AOL email address. But
8 cuties want to meet you on AOL.
That's true.
I went into some chat rooms once.
Oh, it was not good.
On AIM?
I didn't know what I was doing.
Same. Yeah. Same. I saw some stuff.
Yeah.
I can't unsee.
I don't want to
unsee. No, basically, yeah.
But so when like BBS platforms were a thing and it was all text driven and you had
way back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So
we're all early days.
I'm just saying that was like the exciting thing is you're like, oh, I have internet. Well, what can I do with this internet? Oh, I can log on to someone else's computer where they've stored some games for us to play.
And
there was this game that was the closest thing I've gotten to Second Life, which was called Lord, which stood for Legend of the Red Dragon. Mm-hmm. And so you went in. And
awesome.
You like walked through the woods, and you like you had at first you had like a stick. And,
was it multiplayer?
And you had to like basically get better weapons, get better levels, when you first started, you'd go into the woods, and you'd end up dying every time, and they'd kick you out for 24 hours, so you had to come back the next day.
Oh wow!
But eventually, you got a sword, and then eventually, you got armor, and then eventually, like you had enough money to stay in the inn instead of sleeping in the woods. So the idea is like if you slept in the woods, someone had to pay the bartender to give you the keys to go kill you. Otherwise, if you slept in the woods, they could just find you and kill you. So not until you had like really good armor did you like sleep in the woods, because then you'd end up killing people and you'd get their money. So
dude, the Middle Ages sound terrible.
Yeah,
in game form.
I think about that. Do you ever think about that? Aren't you glad that you live in the 21st century?
I don't think we appreciate it enough.
Like, I don't miss the sound that the modem used to make or something. 1800s,
right? Yeah, this is how I get over, like, if I'm reading the news and I'm depressed about the world.
That's the first thing
I think of. Yeah. Is like,
at least
you know
I don't
what?
Have leprosy.
Yeah, I don't have, I'm not part of gangrene. I'm not dying at age 25. I'm not an old man, you know.
You'd already be a grandfather.
Yeah, yeah.
Saving money to buy a piece of coal.
Yeah.
Please, sir.
I'm so cold.
It's so very cold all the time. Please.
Why does everything feel like it's coming back to Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
By that, I mean the band.
Not the holiday.
I felt like Scrooge there
for a
second.
I love that band.
I felt like Scrooge there for a second. As like,
please, Mr. Scrooge.
Go away, stupid kid.
Please, another call.
Leave me alone. I swear this episode's not coming out until December.
All right, so what are our favorite holidays? Let's go around the room. Favorite holiday. Is it Hanukkah?
No.
Probably not.
I'm going to have to think about this.
Yeah, birthday, of course, this. Right?
It changes, too, when you have a child, so I have to think about this.
I've always liked New Year's.
New Year's? You like New Year's? I'm a Halloween guy. I like July 4th, not for the Americana, but it's just always like nice outside.
That's true.
And fireworks are fun.
I actually like Christmas Day a whole lot because you can't do anything.
Yeah. You can go to the movies like and Chinese restaurants.
Not even that. Like everything's closed. So it's like a great day to like just really do nothing.
I see a movie and I have Chinese food. That's my loner, you know.
Did your favorite holiday change? Because I was thinking about it, and my favorite holiday, like 20 years ago, was probably Thanksgiving, because all my friends would get together on Thanksgiving and play tackle football in the morning and like get all
cool.
muddy.
Tackle football, geez.
Oh yeah, like get we'd get muddy and get really gross, and then
you're such
we were like
stuff.
Yeah. Then we were like so hungry for Thanksgiving after that it was like so I was so pumped up, and then football would be on TV and I'd fall asleep because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a little real here for a second. I really like Martin Luther King Day.
What?
Because that weekend, my synagogue... listen, check this out. My synagogue does this cool, like, pulpit exchange. And I'm like a secular Jew. Like, I just go for the bread and the parties. They do it. Dude, the challah is so good.
Challah.
And so they have a pulpit exchange with Third Baptist in the Fillmore. So I get to... I'm like a welcome guest in a Baptist church. And like... they don't go off about Jesus. It's music.
They don't go off about Jesus.
The rabbi gives the sermon.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they've been doing this for like 30 years or something. And I just like, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And I go every year. It's so great. Like I look forward to it every year. It's like really weird. Not really weird. I get emotional. It's like a beautiful, cool thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I love gospel music. I wrote my master's report on gospel music. I was only told I was going to hell once from this evangelical preacher. It was about gospel brunch in Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he didn't tell me I was going to hell. He sort of just insinuated that because I'm not a believer, I'm not going to heaven.
Well, it's
and
implied.
I was like, whatever.
It's implied. If that's
No. I knew. Yeah. We both knew that he knew that I knew. And then we were like, cool, let's go to that fish fry. Yeah. And it was like after like an hour long interview.
Yeah.
We were cool. I mean, it was cool. It wasn't like weird.
So does it upset you at all ever that you're going straight to hell when you die? Or are you okay with it? And are you all right? I'm just kidding.
Things got dark. What's the right answer? What's the right answer?
I
to
don't
that question?
Care. Okay.
Jews don't really do that. We're just
we're chosen. So what
you know,
what are we supposed to do?
You just bypass hell.
It's all about the here and now. Whatever I feel and the guilt.
The guilt. Yeah, I'm a Catholic Jew.
I was.
So I have double guilt.
You're a Catholic
different kind
too?
Of guilt.
Yeah, my dad's work? Catholic, my mom's Jewish.
It's a different kind of guilt, though. The Catholic guilt is very personal. The Jewish guilt is, wow, we all suck.
Yeah, I like the Jewish guilt better. Catholic guilt is like a little bit meaner and just like... Jewish guilt is like kind of cute. Catholic
what is Catholic
not.
Guilt?
It's very personal.
It's like, yeah.
Like I've fucked
it's
up.
It's not we all priest suck, but I specifically
yeah, like,
do.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have masturbated last night. Like that kind of like,
oh, fun.
You know,
instead of collective masturbation.
I do. Sometimes I'm masturbating and I'm like, I wish I felt guilty about this. That would be so much better.
Yeah, I would get
if
so much turned
if
on.
It just made me feel bad. Yeah, I'd love to be like doubtful that this is a thing that Jesus is allowing me to do. That would be helpful. Yeah. But alas,
alas,
I just have to, you know, enjoy it.
Just all that's left now.
this is my life now.
All that's left now. So what are you doing tonight, Jason?
guilt-free masturbation.
Oh, that's great.
All the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll try really hard to feel guilty. About
I'm gonna
it,
I'm gonna DJ at Delirium tonight. So
oh, really?
We all have our
shout
vices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna be spinning?
I go in and I look at the crowd and I DJ accordingly.
Are there local?
Oh, so you're making like weird judgment calls about the people.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Can you like explain what are these
give
judgment
us some,
calls?
Give us last.
Well, weeks. It's I guess if anybody doesn't know Delirium, it's on 16th between Valencia and Guerrero in the Mission. So, it's right next to public transit, so you get a little bit of the BART crowd that's coming in from the Oakland to like catch a little bit of the Mission before going back to Oakland. You get a little bit of old school Latin, like Mexican vibes. Could be dads, could be kids. It's a mixture.
Okay.
But it's also like all. Just like 90% of the people in there are a little edgy, like black hoodie, black hat, black pants. Like
that's edgy.
I mean, it's not colorful.
Oh, okay.
It's like
that sounds like tech workers.
No, black hoodie, black, like everything.
Oh, everything black.
Like black, like
all black.
Okay. Yeah. So I usually go in and decide what I'm playing according to like who's across the bar. So, this last time I went in and started with Scissor Sisters, it just felt right.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I love the Scissor Sisters.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you just play a song, or are you working at remixing anything? Do you have mixes you put together?
I focus on how long I'm going to play a song and how I'm going to transition out of it. So it's like I'll take the high notes of the next song and start lacing it into the song at a certain point, and then slowly I'll like bring the bass in and bring the bass out of the song I'm playing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's just my style. So you might hear like a tambourine in a song that doesn't have a tambourine because the next song has a tambourine, and then all of a sudden it's like. Oh, that's why this song now has tambourine. Mm. So, and then someone in the bar was giving me a really hard time because she was saying, "Oh, I could be a DJ. You just make a playlist ahead of time, push play, and then you just watch everybody respond."
Nope.
Like, no, that's not what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, some DJs do that.
Yeah,
but it
sure.
sort of sucks. You can tell when that's happening, and you're like, "This is lame," and you leave. Yeah. You know.
I'm more likely to be the one that has like 5 seconds of silence because I was trying to figure out the next song. And I'm like,
I think it's. I think the silence is okay, honestly.
Go for 5 seconds.
I think it's okay. Yeah. I think
does that
fun.
Play into your social anxiety or what is that?
I just like the rest.
Yeah.
When else am I gonna
thank
masturbate?
You, DJ? I needed those 5 seconds.
Yeah. I've had so much sound.
Just wanted to drink a sip of my beer
so
in
sweaty.
Silence.
Yeah.
My Red Bull vodka.
That's cool.
Yeah,
What's everybody else plug in? So yeah, that's your plug. You got any other plugs?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do plug time.
Yeah. I can't tell if he's being serious or joking.
Yeah, I am.
I think he
I want to go last.
Things you want to talk about.
I want to go last.
Jamie, that
show, Conspiracy of Venus, if you're in the Bay Area, was it
Piedmont
the 20th?
Piano, right?
Yeah, Piedmont Piano.
It's a lot of...
It's on the Sunday, the last Sunday of October, which is the 27th.
That's a good day to have it because it's like the...
4 p.m.
It's the day after Halloween parties and stuff, so everyone will be done with that.
That's true.
And they'll be ready for something new.
And if you're a creator and you want to sign up for Pandora Stories... you can email me if you want at alwaysmoretohear.com. That one's just the easy one. Always more to hear. Just spell
that's
it
your,
out.
That's your website.
That was my blog. That was my little company when I was hustling. Email still works. You email me, sign up. I'll tell you what's up.
Okay.
If you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you're a podcaster, a blogger,
What's the 60-second elevator pitch for Stories for anyone
it's a playlist. Yeah, yeah. It's a playlist where you can insert voice tracks.
I have a serious question about this. This has always been my gripe with these, is that how are the transitions? Because Slacker did something like this, right? Where they allowed you to kind of interstitial things.
It's streaming, unless you download it to your device.
Yeah, yeah.
So there will be some, like you couldn't DJ a set, you know, like it has to be, there has to be like a few seconds of silence in between. And if your Wi-Fi sucks and you're streaming, then it's going to be crappy.
Yeah, I guess if you're like switching it out, yeah.
But it's usually okay. Couple seconds.
What time does your show start on that Sunday?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. Cool. Afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Radness. You got anything, Corey?
Go to Silence No Good. I got some shit coming up.
Wait, say that again. I think you're mumbling.
Silence No Good. Yeah. I made up the word, so I'm like, I don't know.
I like how you have a way that you say it. You go like, Silence No Good.
Silence No Good. And someone did that to me once. It was oh, you go to Silence No Good. I was like, okay, I'm going to start using that.
What is Silence No Good? Give people the pitch on that.
It's my exploration in music discovery, essentially. And it's kind of becoming more of all of content discovery, so like podcasts and stuff like that, but yeah, kind of helping figure out how to connect artists with
podcaster.
Yeah.
What's your favorite podcast right now?
Oh god, right now I gotta give a special one to Music Tectonics. They have a conference in LA in a couple weeks, but they have a really good podcast. It's a music, like, it's like music industry type stuff. It's a really good podcast.
It's awesome.
My favorite, I can't say on the air.
Say it.
Why?
It's that one where they had to use bleeps in their name.
That hasn't really stopped us in the last hour.
We can swear on this.
You could also bleep
from
yourself.
Jersey. Yeah.
Two girls, one cup?
No, it's the Jesus. Guys.
Sorry, that's not it.
Guys, we
guys, you fucked.
That's the podcast.
Yeah, I know that.
It's got all the vowels in there. Okay. It's just like they intentionally like put asterisks or like weird letters. So it's actually like.
So it's not fucked.
No.
Then why?
Wait, is it basically two chicks talking about
guys?
That's amazing.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast, is what they say.
I think it's really popular right now. I think it's like blown up.
It's great.
I had a blog that was basically years ago when I was dating, and it was the worst experience ever.
Sure.
And I blogged about it, and I'm not gonna tell you what it is right now.
Wait, is dating supposed to be fun?
Yeah.
I think some people find it fun. I think the people that find it fun are the people that have just gotten out of relationships.
Yeah, like, this is
but if you're trying to desperately get into one because you just want to be loved, it's fucking terrible.
Did you use the swipe app?
I met my husband right before swiping became a thing.
Oh, so it was like OkCupid.
I met him on OkCupid, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, what's up?
What up, Paul?
How you doing? Shout out to
we love you, Paul.
He did a search.
Call him, Paul.
He did a search for Aquarius Jews. And found me. I think there were like.
Are you Aquarius?
Yeah, he's an Aquarius,
Aquarius
too.
Aquarius.
Interesting filter.
I know. I think he was just like, oh, see what happens.
What do you feel like Aquarius is like? Because I had a completely the opposite viewpoint of what Aquarius is.
Harmony and understanding. Sorry,
I thought that's what Aquarius
we're having our own podcast.
No, Aquarius. Okay, this is very off topic. Aquarius is, I feel like I have a very intense intellectual brain mental connection with on a very individual level. So my Aquarius friends are people that like it's just like zip, and like we can talk for hours about whatever.
It's Aquarius.
Yeah. I love my Aquarius friends.
Not Aquarius.
A Leo.
Leo.
I don't know anything about Leo.
Yeah, I don't know crap about the astrology.
I don't know anything about other signs. I just know about mine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Stereotypical.
The only one
that's Aquarius. I don't really care.
You are such an Aquarius.
Wait, Jason, what are you?
Scorpio.
Okay.
Scorpio.
What are the characteristics of Scorpios?
Horny.
What?
Jealous.
Masturbates, doesn't feel bad about it.
And possessive, I think.
Oh, really?
Just a bunch
lovely.
Of stuff that I don't
There's
think
There's got to be some
I
good things. Wait,
yeah.
Stefan, what are Leo?
The bad Leos are known for wanting the spotlight. The good Leos are known for being able to, like, create a spotlight.
So, it's
so you're
kind of
both.
So, yeah.
Can
you're kind of both.
Can you please
you're
just
kind
stop
of an
already?
Asshole.
Enough. Yeah. You've had enough.
It's all about
you've
you.
Had enough time on this podcast.
Stop talking.
You don't need to talk anymore.
Just shut up.
Except for when he left the room and he's like, I'm just not going to.
Yeah, he was. You were gone for a solid 20 minutes.
I was convinced that I was going to figure out how to get this like live stream on Facebook working amazingly. And
no, it looks great. It's working.
And no, supposedly, like I don't think it's working. I think it's yeah.
And then I tried the Google stream to get that one going, or like YouTube stream to get that one going. And then I just kind of was like, I think it's a combination that your phone isn't bad internet, so I was using your phone for internet. It's not bad.
It's fascinating.
It's just not quite strong enough in this room. Yes. And then the room internet is not quite strong enough either, so it's like it all just sucks.
And that's the show.
Jason, what do you want to pitch?
We have 12 minutes left. Unless the next person is 15 minutes late like we are.
This room internet is terrible. What do you want to pitch? I just want to pitch that we have a show on November 2nd, and it's at Bottom of the Hill, and it's a charity event raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I need to freaking pack the house, so I really, really want everybody to come. Ooh. It's going to be super fun. The Minnesota Child is playing their great
Minnesota Child's
band.
Great.
Yeah. We also have Panic is Perfect, and they're high energy and fantastic. And we need all hands on deck. It's the biggest show we've ever done, ever.
Wow. Nice. Congratulations. That's cool.
Well, I mean, it's a weekend at Bottom of the Hill, which is a big deal for us. It's not a big deal for Panic is Perfect or Minnesota Child, but for us, it's like, you know. And it's, we booked it. I mean, we got those bands, but we booked the club ourselves. So it means a lot to us to like have this and the Lymphoma Society is formally partnered. So like now there's actually eyes on it, and we really, really, really want to like sell it out. So please come.
So can we do two things in one? Can we play one of your tracks, but in the process of doing that, like also, I have friends in Colombia that want to hear from us. Can we do a shout out to Colombia and also then like introduce one of your tracks?
Yeah, I don't speak Spanish, but
this is actually, it's for a class that is teaching business English. So the podcast, Lourdes, who leads the podcast, she teaches business English in Bogota and has a podcast to the students have to call in and practice their English.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wait, how do they hear about us?
Because I'm addicted to Colombia, and I enjoy going there. And
what about Colombia are you addicted to?
The people, the art, the culture.
Yeah, you had a really insanely good time there, didn't you?
I do. I'm already trying to figure out how to go back, so that's why I make sure that you're good at the board, so that way if I'm there, I can call in and be like, hey, like...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we do international calls, though?
Facebook.
Right. So
here's what I'm thinking. If we do something similar to the beginning of our show where we each announce ourselves and then say, hey, we'd really like you to hear this track by Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So,
but then I'll go last, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to do like as if the show was just starting, and this is the part you can cut and send, and we'll send to them.
Oh, I see. Are we mentioning them too then? Or
yeah.
But you're going to do that.
I'm going to start it. I'll start it, and then you follow.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a little lost, honestly.
Oh, okay.
is this still live?
Yeah. So the people listening now gets to hear what our plan is, and they'll judge us blast. As to whether or not
solid.
We did okay.
This is all solid gold right now.
Yeah, they'll figure out if we
Which
did okay.
Which solid gold? A good plan.
So what we're going to do is pretend like the show's just starting.
Oh, and are you going to re-edit it and put this at the beginning?
We're just going to cut this part out and send it to them.
Edit the live stream.
Got it.
Yeah. We're going to, but we're also like, for anybody who's listening, we're going to intro your song and say, hey, listen to Great Highways. Track like
see how this don't goes. Get it at all, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay, but when I say,
I don't know what my part in this
when
is,
I say who I am, you say who you are.
Okay,
and
that's all I have to do.
I'm Corey.
You'll say who she is. Yeah,
not
like
yet,
as
Corey.
If we're starting the show.
Got it.
Oh,
got it.
I like turtles
on it.
Hi, I'm Jamie Friedman.
Yeah, you're the last.
What are you speaking
of? No one was doing anything. I know. So I just jumped.
We were having a moment, okay?
We were having a moment. All right, so this is where it starts. I'll go 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Hello, Columbia. This is Stefan Aronson from San Francisco, California. We have created a special little recording for you from our podcast to let you discover some of the music here in the Bay Area. I'm joined with...
Jason Hunter from the band Great Highway.
Corey Zuckman of Silence No Good.
I'm Jamie Friedman, and I work at Pandora, and I sing in the group Conspiracy of Venus.
So we're excited to be sending this to you. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis, sending you music that we would love you to discover and explore and help you with your English as you're trying to learn business English. Perhaps some of our music written here by Jason in this particular case can help you do that. So, Jason, what song would you like them to hear?
I suppose you got Magnetic up there. You can just play that. Go for it.
What would you like them to know about Magnetic?
It's our new 2019 single. We're going to be playing it in November at a big show. We've been playing it all year, and I wrote it, and it's terrific.
Come out.
Thanks for this opportunity, Lourdes, and we hope to do this on a more regular basis. Catch you soon.